This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. The government is assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a detailed conversation last evening with Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on the latest developments regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed to remain in touch. This was their third telephonic conversation since the start of the conflict between Iran and US-Israel joint forces last month. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke to his German counterpart, Johann Wadephul, and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and discussed the situation in West Asia. He said he had a good conversation with Mr. Cho Hyun and discussed advancing their bilateral agenda and the situation in West Asia, including its energy implications. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Navy jointly conducted 4 successful in-flight release trials of the indigenous air droppable container ADC-150 from the P-81 aircraft off the coast of Goa. Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said the country's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil sources has grown significantly over the past decade. Addressing the 4th National Agro RE Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Joshi said solar irrigation has the potential to transform India's agriculture and energy sectors. He said the technology can support sustainable farming by providing reliable daytime irrigation for farmers. As the conflict in West Asia enters its second week, commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt with tanker traffic down by more than 80%. Approximately 150 tankers are currently anchored in open waters outside the strait, holding an estimated 16 billion liters of oil, waiting for conditions to stabilize before attempting passage. In Jammu and Kashmir, free coaching classes for girl students of Kotranka and aspirational block Khawas in Rajouri district were inaugurated yesterday under the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao BBBP initiative. The classes would be held at 14 coaching centres across twin blocks. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. The initiative has been taken by the Social Welfare Department to address the issue of low transition rates of girls from secondary to higher secondary level, poor board examination results, high dropout rate, limited access to preparation for competitive examinations, and the presence of first-generation learners with weak academic foundations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.